I think getting into the playoffs, into them positions, is always a bonus. It's not like a stamina race or a horse race. You can never hit the front on that, never get into the top places too quickly for me. And, you know, the last time we got into the playoffs, it wasn't, oh, we're not going to ban that, we're going to ban that way. It's a load of nonsense. And you've got to talk about what you're aiming for, and that's certainly something that we're aiming for.
Have you seen any reason why you can't do it over the course of a 46-game season?
No, you know, but there'll be a lot of clubs who feel exactly the same, and only, well, today I'll go up automatic, but only four of them make the playoffs. And there'll probably be about 12, 14 teams who think they've got a realistic chance of making the playoffs, so it's going to be tough, but, you know, that's the thrill of the chase and thrill of the challenge.
Are you expecting perceptions of your team to change or of the club to change? I know you've had this big thing, we don't want to be Little Accrington anymore. The performances, the results are starting to back that up, aren't they?
I think we're already seeing a change. You've only got to speak to Notts County and their staff after the game and how much preparation they did on us. We'll tell you that perception of us is changing. I think, you know, no disrespect to the people who've been in charge since I left, but there were signs of a decline, you know, from climbing steadily, getting into the playoffs, and then when I left we were a point outside the playoffs and actually went in the day I left. Since then it's been a slide down the table, and but for a couple of great runs, you know, we could have lost our league status. So possibly the fear factor of coming to Accrington had been eroded in the last couple of years. We're hoping to try and get that back.
Will the finances always be an issue in that respect? Does it need somebody who knows how to spread things as thinly as possible and beg, steal and borrow, for want of a better phrase?
Well, you know, part of the skill set of managing an Accrington Stanley would be the ability to work on a shoestring. I mean, my brother used to make a great statement. He said, it's all right spinning gold out of straw. What happens when you run out of straw? And I think at some stages of Accrington, my first time around, we were at that stage. But, you know, I know the club inside out. I know League Two inside out. Jimmy's exactly the same. So, you'd think he should be able to make a fist of it.